Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Now, like I told you yesterday, we have a busy week, and we have a busy show today. We're first going to bring on Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. He's going to make a special announcement, and we'll have him back as soon as we possibly can to discuss the matter in length. But after Bill, we're going to, Bill's going to have a busy day because he's going to be on numerous shows and outlets in order to make this announcement. And then after that, we're going to have Daniel Turner. And, you know, we're always going to discuss energy, but we're going to discuss some crazy politics. But right now, we want to bring on Bill. Bill, how are you doing today?
Hello, man.
Are you geared up? You've had plenty of coffee. You ready to go?
Ready to go.
All right. Let's make that announcement. I was really surprised. But I'm pleasantly surprised, I guess.
Yes. The announcement is this, and for many, many years, RCAF USA has been working to prevent the major beef packers from capturing control over the live cattle supply chain. And we've gone to government, both Congress and the administration, and our requests have gone unheeded. So today, in a historical action, there are two major national class action or national antitrust and securities law firms who have filed a lawsuit on behalf of RCAF USA and on behalf of four cattle feeding plaintiffs, alleging that the big four meat packers, that would be Tyson, JBS, Cargill, and National Beef, have acted unlawfully to depress cattle prices paid to American ranchers since at least January 1 of 2015 and continuing through the present. The law firms are Scott & Scott, attorneys at law, and Cafferty Globes, Merriweather, and Sprengel. Both of these firms specialize in antitrust and securities issues, and this lawsuit is historical in that it is for the first time trying to protect the interest of cattle producers whose prices have been artificially depressed because of the conspiracy among and between these four packers. And the lawsuit that was filed specifically alleges that the four big meat packers collectively reduced their slaughter volumes and their purchases of cattle sold in the cash market in order to create a glut of slaughter weight fed cattle. And then it alleges that they manipulated the cash cattle trade to reduce price competition amongst themselves. And one of the tools that we allege they have used is that they have procured cattle from uneconomical distances in order to reduce demand for live cattle. In other words, they'd reach all the way up into Canada or Mexico to bring cattle into the United States. And that would be uneconomical unless they were all working together. And then finally, the complaint also includes that the meat packers were deliberately closing slaughter plants to ensure the underutilization of available slaughter capacity in the United States. In other words, the suit alleges the packers worked together in order to depress the prices paid to U.S. cattle ranchers that sold fed cattle. And they did this in order to beef up their own margins and their profits. And so the suit is asking for recovery of the damages that cattle producers actually experienced since January 1 of 2015 through present. And the economic analysis that was done in support of this complaint estimates that the losses have been on average of 7.9% per year. In other words, that's the level that the economic analysis has determined that prices had been artificially depressed. So this is a historical action, and this lawsuit could take several years, but it now represents the cattle industry taking their own stand to protect themselves, their marketplace, their communities, and their industry. And so we're proud to be a part of that.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a long time coming. I mean, you have tried every other way to fight this.
We certainly have. And it's been very frustrating that our request has simply fallen on deaf ears in Washington and Congress and through the administration. And so we simply can't wait indefinitely. We must take action to preserve the integrity of our industry, and this is the means by which to accomplish that.
Well, we never know, but I know that I have a good feeling that this is going to end well for us.
Well, I certainly believe it will. I think that the lawsuit is very strong, and we're very confident that we understand what has been happening in the industry. We know how cattle producers have been harmed, and we include all of those details in this rather lengthy complaint.
It is. It is lengthy. And is there some place where the listeners can go and get it? I can put it on my Facebook page, and I can put it on my blog, on my website. Is there another place they can go to see this? Is it on your page at RCAF USA?
Beth Ann, you're actually receiving early notice of this because you've been a friend of RCAF USA for many years.
That.
And at noon Eastern time today, there will be a former wire release that will go to all media outlets. And in that wire release, there would be a link to the complaint. So at this point, there isn't a link.
It will be, though, in just an hour.
It will be this afternoon.
Yeah, it will be in just about an hour from now. And, okay. Well, I wish you all the greatest luck. I want you to keep me informed. And I was telling Tatum when we were talking this morning, I'd like to have you back on and real soon, and we can talk in depth on this.
Sounds great.
Sounds great. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to share that's going on?
Well, that's the news for right now.
Big enough.
There will be more to talk about later, but right now it's the announcement that the cattle industry is taking a stand to protect themselves from the damages that they have incurred as a result of the conspiracy among the four packers, and that's huge.
It is huge, and like I said, we've been talking about this for so long that this is the final straw. I mean, we've just got to do this. Unfortunately, we've tried everything else. I hate lawsuits, but unfortunately, this is what they've left us.
Well, that's right. We have three branches of government. We pursued two vigorously, the executive branch and the legislative branch, and not being able to achieve our goals within those two branches, we are now leaning on the third branch, the judicial branch. And so that is how our Constitution has established the means by which industries like ours can ensure that we will forever have competitive markets and opportunities for young people to continue entering our industry.
Absolutely. Well, Bill, I thank you so much, and good luck with the rest of today. And I appreciate you letting me in on the very beginning of this and letting us make the announcement for you. I appreciate that so much.
Our pleasure.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it so much. They are going to have a lawsuit. They have a lawsuit. It's going to be announced formally here in just about another hour on the Eastern end. It's alleges that the nation's four largest beef packers violated U.S. antitrust laws and the Packers and Stockyards Act and the Commodity Exchange Act by unlawfully depressing the prices made to the American ranchers. That affects you as consumers as well. And we wish them the best, and we will stay on top of this. And it's never a short thing. It's going to take a while. So we'll stay on top of that, and we'll keep you posted on that. We'll have Bill back and talk about it in detail, even more so here in another week or two. We're heading into a break, and when we come back, we will have Daniel Turner. We're going to talk about some energy and politics, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America. Using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Beth Ann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to bring on Daniel Turner. We've been visiting about a month ago. Daniel and I were just talking after one of the shows we had, and we agreed that we could do a little bit more chatting and we'd have a lot more fun with it. And he said, well, I could talk about things other than energy. And he does. He has a lot of energy to talk about lots of things, and we can do that. And that's what we're going to do today. And Daniel, I want to thank you for allowing Bill to have that time in the first segment to... because we had scheduled this with you a while back to make his announcement, and it was kind of an important announcement. I know you didn't get to hear it, but RCAF USA is going to be filing a lawsuit on behalf of the ranchers against certain entities that are fixing the markets, and so it was kind of a big deal. It's historical, so thank you for allowing him to do that.
No, it was my pleasure, and thanks for having me on. Your producer was filling me in during the commercial break, and we've talked a lot about how us little guys need to stick together, right? Oh, there's a lot of entities that are attacking us, and so I think it's great that this group is pushing back, because we need more of that.
Well, I don't know what's got you all whumped up today, as my old boss used to say. You know, that's what you want to talk about, whatever that's got you whumped up that day. But I have a question.
Please.
You know, you had an article last week, and I didn't get a chance to ask you this question, and it was coming out of London, where the eco protesters called themselves the Paws. They glued themselves to the trains, and I wanted to know what kind of glue they used.
Yes, there is nothing that says you care more about climate change than gluing yourself to buses and subways. This is their form of protest. I mean, we've often joked about how these folks are a little crazy.
Just a little.
This demonstrates it. Like, this does not make any sense, and I don't know how you win popular support by disrupting people's commute. You know, these people who just want to go to work, and you the trains are stopped because you super glued yourself to them.
Oh, they use super glue. Is that what?
Yes.
That was a lot of super glue.
Yeah, that would tear the skin, right, if you just pulled them off. And, this is who we're dealing with, and yet we want to sit down and have a rational conversation about energy policy? I don't think so.
Well, I have a picture of them actually glued with their back to the front of the train. That's how I was envisioning it, like, you know, on the second Zorro movie where the guy was he was attached to the train at the very front. That's the picture I had. I'm thinking, how they glue themselves to the train.
Yeah, and I wonder if they realize that the super glue is also a petrochemical.
I was going to ask about that because I knew it was. It's like, clueless.
Yeah. Yesterday was Earth Day, and like I said, we don't always have to talk about energy, but just one funny thing that did occur yesterday with all the Earth Day celebrations is the mayor of my beloved hometown, New York City, Mayor de Blasio, yes, he announced that he wants a ban on skyscraper construction. Yes, no more skyscraper. He said they have no place on this earth because they contribute dramatically to climate change and global warming. And you would like to say to this utter fool that New York City without skyscraper is not just visibly or historically different, but the skyscrapers allow for businesses and real estate and more people, because since you can't go out, you can go up. And that brings all these people in who all pay taxes, and the taxes is what funds all of these stupid little projects he wants. It is amazing that this man is so dumb to say that he does not want any more skyscrapers being built.
He was so proud of himself. I watched him make that announcement, and it was like he was just so proud of himself. He'd have thought he'd just run a race or something. He was just,
exactly.
Well, does he want him to just use timber? No steel, no glass. Of course, we know what happens with that timber whenever the earth shakes and moves.
Yeah. and he wore a green tie, so you know he was very serious because he wore the appropriate color. But, again, these are the things. This is why I have said often with you, they are not progressive. They are regressive as a belief, as a cause. I mean, the skyscraper is an American invention. Really, two guys out of Chicago were the ones who perfected it because of rebar. And the only reason why we couldn't build higher than 15 stories for generations is because of they didn't know how. And then these two men, Daniel Bernard, I believe was his last name, he was the one who invented rebar at the turn of the century, and boom, skyscrapers were born. We've made such progress as a nation. Why do we want to go backwards on anything, on travel, on building? It is a bizarre philosophy that these people hate real progress.
You know, except for their lives. They want it in their lives.
Sure.
You know, they want to hop on the private jets and take their vacations, but they just don't want any of the rest of us to enjoy that kind of life. And there's no reason you can't just, you know, have a vacation at home.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So it's all in what they want. And my old boss used to call them greeny weenies because they were just always, protecting the green. And Earth Day, I read an article yesterday in going along with Earth Day and said we should celebrate it because none of the predictions they've ever said, gloom and doom predictions, have ever happened. But things have gotten better. Mm-hmm. But you won't hear that from these people.
No.
If you listen to them, you know, like de Blasio and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you'd think we were living in a smog-filled world. Well, maybe they are in New York. I don't know.
There is a lot to celebrate in terms of Earth Day and progress we've made, and there's no doubt we take better care of our planet now than we did one or two generations ago. Mm-hmm. But that also comes with wealth, it comes with prosperity, it comes with time and a deeper understanding of what we're doing to the planet, and so our cities are cleaner and our water is cleaner, but rather than celebrate that and say, look at how good we're doing, let's keep it up, boys, it's always a sense of doom and gloom, and it's never there's, you know, what's interesting about the left for me, and maybe your listeners can share the few instances I haven't been able to find. The real progressive left never celebrates America. They never say anything patriotic. The CNN panel yesterday, they had five candidates in five different hour-long town halls, and I listened to as much as I could, but none of them ever pat America on the back and say, look at what we've done. Everything about our country and our democracy and our capitalist economy is always viewed with a sense of disdain and anger and frustration, and they're not a happy, joyous, patriotic people. I know that's a harsh statement. They don't love life. They don't love America. They love an idea in their head of what things should be, but that's immature. That's fantasy world. We don't live in Disney. Disney's not real.
Oh, no.
I know. And that is...
You know, he's from Missouri, right?
So they don't compare America to where we were just decades ago. They compare America to an impossible reality, and then they're angry that we are not that fantasy world that doesn't exist.
They really don't love this nation. And,
no.
You know, you can see that in Bernie Sanders. You can see that in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You can see that in Elizabeth Warren. And in all of these that are running and the things that they say, you mm-hmm. think we were in the dark ages here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's unreal what they, you know, what they say or what they don't say about this nation. And I just don't understand it. Or have they been that spoiled in their lives that they haven't known any rags to riches stories? You know, that's what America's about.
Exactly. And just some of their proposals last night, and maybe we can go through them.
Absolutely.
With your listeners, but Kamala Harris said, as elected president, she will give Congress 100 days to determine national gun legislation, and if they don't act, she will use executive authority to confiscate guns. Bernie Sanders was talking about how convicted felons, sex offenders, and even the Boston bomber has the right to vote and should be allowed to exercise that right. Elizabeth Warren said that everyone making a certain amount of money has to be paying an additional tax to absorb all of the nation's college debt, because it's unfair that these people are so far in debt. There is this bizarre collectivist mentality that we are all somehow, we are our brother's keeper. But that is a Christian belief. That is not a government belief. And it's a bizarre idea that somehow we are all responsible for society's ills and society's problems, and not individually.
Everybody needs to realize that all those things they're saying go 100% against the U.S. Constitution as we know.
Amen.
And that is what they're trying to break down. You know, Swalwell said, you know, the Bill of Rights, he said, Second Amendment, it's not an actual right.
He needs to play the game.
You better watch where he says that. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. The phone lines are open. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Daniel and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at CSCTalkRadio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Daniel Turner. The phone lines are open. We're welcoming your calls, your comments on the topics that we're touching. That's 877-895-5410. Hey, if you don't chime in, you're going to have to listen to us, and that's the way it is. Daniel, it was on Friday. My husband was showing me this article that was in the local newspaper, and it's coming out of Billings, Montana. The AP there, it says that a federal judge on Friday ruled the Trump administration failed to consider potential damage to the environment from its decision to resume coal sales from federal lands, but stopped short of halting the future sales. And I didn't know if you had, I'm certain you had, seen that. And this is the same judge that stopped the pipeline, too. So, you know, they just keep coming at us. You know, anything that's good for America, they want to stop it.
Yeah, and these are the problems with these activist judges who get so much pressure from environmental groups. And in this case, you know, this is what I deal with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But yeah, exactly. And again, if you're the coal miner in this community, imagine having to think your job is constantly under threat.
Oh, yeah.
Because of a judge like this. It's amazing that he stopped short of halting the mines. He just sort of gave them a slap on the wrist to say, well, you didn't pay enough attention to climate change requirements. But again, these are just made up phrases, made up regulations. And I think that's why the left loves regulation, because there's so much wiggle room.
That's how they rule. Yeah.
Laws are so clear for the most part and can be challenged, but regulations are nebulous and vague and can be expanded as wide as the liberal wants.
Well, and the excuses that he used, there was also a moratorium that was placed on coal sales by President Barack Obama. And in order to kind of boost things and get things going, President Donald Trump lifted those. And the federal judge didn't like that either. He says the moratorium provided protections on public lands for more than 14 months. I thought he was going to say some long term. 14 months. And on Friday, the 34-page order from this federal judge, he added, lifting the moratorium was a major federal action sufficient to trigger requirements for a detailed analysis of its environmental impacts. You know, these detailed analysis, how many pages is that going to take? The Mueller report is 448. How many people have actually printed that off? I know all these news people, they have it in their hands printed, and I printed mine off. How many trees did we kill with the Mueller report that could have been done in 12 pages?
Exactly. And this is how the left wins, is because they demand these studies and they demand investigations, and everything just gets bogged down in red tape in perpetuity.
Analysis.
And they never have to answer a question. They just constantly say, well, let's study the issue further. Let's look into it. Let's conduct another study. And it's death by a thousand paper cuts. So it is just amazing that this is how the left operates. And again, when it comes to the issue of coal, this is the party of science, or so they claim, that they're the party of science. So clearly, if there was a moratorium for 14 months, there would be a demonstrable improvement in something like air quality or water quality, or there would be a proportional fewer number of illnesses that they claim result from coal. Why don't they just point to that? Why don't they point to the kids and say, last year there were 30 sick kids, and this year there are only 12, and that's because of the more. But they can't prove to any of that because it's all lies. So they just have to make up facts.
And they do make up stuff. I mean, we're seeing that with these, the fake news people, but these candidates that are running for president. I mean, where do they come up with this stuff? They just make it up. Mm-hmm. And, I got a big kick out of Liz Warren, because I call her Lizzie, because she's all about the, I can't even say it, reparations, you know. And I'm thinking, what is she going to give to the Cherokees? I mean, she's all about this, you know. Yes, I'll sign this. I've been for this all along, you know. What is she going to do for the Cherokee Indians that she pretended to be and took minorities positions and such, you know, when they could have had a job?
Whatever reparations the Cherokee gets, Elizabeth will get 1/1024th of it.
No wonder she's for it.
Exactly. You know, I was listening, I was thinking of you and your audience last night. I was coming back from dinner, and my Uber driver had NPR on, and they were going on and on and on about the Green New Deal and what it meant. And what made me think of this is how you said the left just does make up facts. They make up numbers and are never challenged. And this person who was on was talking about how ranchers and farmers, she says, you know, I know so many ranchers and farmers who totally support the Green New Deal. And I wish the NPR host would have just said, could you name one? You know, could you just name one rancher or farmer who says, yes, I want to get rid of my combustion engine. Yes, I want to get rid of all of my farm equipment. And yes, I want to get rid of all of the things I use to harvest and to plant and to fertilize. And we want to ban fertilizer because that's a petrochemical as well. But these are the lies that they make up. And so this young person says, oh, ranchers and farmers, I know so many who support the Green New Deal. Lie. Just lies.
We have some callers. We've got Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you doing today?
Oh, just fine. I'm really glad to hear you with Daniel again today. I've been meaning to call when he was on the air one time or another. I really live in the energy industry area. I'm in eastern Ohio, near Cadiz, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where all in Ohio all the gas and oil.
Did we lose him? Okay, we'll have to get Kevin back. Let's go to Wesley from New Hampshire.
Hi, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Wesley?
Good. I was fascinated by your coal miner talking.
All right.
You're talking about the coal miners.
Okay.
And I work at a paper mill, and we're a union shop, part of the United Steel Workers Union. And what's fascinating is that they always become hypocrites when it comes to the environment versus actual jobs. But they always say they're about the jobs. Once the environment comes in, they become very hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
And I still get in arguments with our union leadership about the coal workers, coal miners. They're union people, just like we are. But because they get into the Democrat thing, they don't want to support them because of the environment. Well, that's what they say. And then I pointed out that we're in the USW, United Steelworkers Union. Those coal miners, they ship their coal on Union Rail to Union Steelworkers down in Pittsburgh. And they're part of our same union. But they don't know what to do when it comes to the environment thing. It's kind of like the left eating itself kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Daniel?
And I don't know. It's strange. I don't quite get that. But
I'm going to let Daniel comment.
No, I'm so grateful for your call, and you raise a wonderful point, and there shouldn't be a divide between people on the quote-unquote philosophical right and the unions when it comes to this issue. We do stand with you because unions, in this case, they don't want some bureaucrat from D.C. dictating whether or not they're, in your case, your paper mill closes or your coal mine, and that's what it will become, and union leadership is going to have a huge problem because technically or traditionally they've supported Democrats and left of center candidates, but they're there to support workers, and workers are not under threat from Donald Trump right now or from the Republican Party. They are under threat from environmental groups who say, look, I know you guys want jobs in rural New Hampshire and a paper mill, but I don't think your mill is good for the environment, and so we want to shut it down. And so this is a great opportunity for us to work together, and I'm thrilled that you called. Thank you.
Thank you, Wesley.
Thank you.
Appreciate it so much. We're headed into a break. Kevin, we lost your call. If you can give us a call back at 877-895-5410. The lines are open, 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Daniel Turner, and we're having a good time. 877-895-5410 and Daniel and Beth Ann. We're going to be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off half of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I have Daniel Turner with me. You know, Daniel, we've always seems to get back onto the coal and the energy, but I'm going to tell you what, it takes a lot of energy to try and keep up with all the news today, everything that's going on, and the angry Democrats that just will not give up. The Mueller report is, Alan Dershowitz said it's a roadmap for them to head after the president. It was more gossip than it was anything legal. And, they act like it's just so redacted that it's all black. Well, I've got it printed out, and there's barely any black on it. And those things that are redacted, they give you the reason for it. They didn't just black it out and let you guess. They gave you the reason as to why that particular section or word or name was redacted. And, it's disheartening, really, to me. I'm just so fed up with them. Now they're going after the president and all of his companies, all of his financial businesses, and that's wrong. And we need to put a stop to it. He has got lawsuits going out now against him. But
It is. And we need to stop using the power of government to go after our political enemies. And that's what President Obama did, and that's what the Democrats are doing now. Even if they get the unredacted Mueller report, my prediction is the next step will be Chairman Nadler and Chairman Schiff will say, well, now we want to investigate why they redacted that in the first place, because they'll just have to find a boogeyman. And the only boogeyman they have are the unknowns. So we don't know what Trump did 10 years ago with his business, but it could be bad. Let's investigate it. We don't know what happened in this blacked out, redacted version, so we need to investigate it. They need to invent boogeymen because they've lost the election and they can't accept that fact.
You know, it's another thing that they don't want the public to see the unredacted. They want to see it. And, you know, I'm thinking I'm a little skeptical here, Daniel. I think that they know that they're in trouble, not just because they can't get rid of the president, but they're in trouble because so many of them were behind this. And this was a coup. This was a coup against this president from the very beginning.
I think you're absolutely right, and I have a feeling that they're trying to keep this going, because if we do actually get down to the bottom of why this investigation was launched and who was behind the Russia dossier and who was leaking it to Fusion GPS, et cetera, names will be named. It is fairly obvious now that there were some high-ranking people in the Obama administration who leaked information, who gave permission for FISA warrants. I mean, this is some scary stuff that private citizens were spied on for political purposes. That's not what our government is supposed to do.
And it's not the first time it's happened.
No.
You know,
no, not at all.
And it's just wrong no matter which side is doing it. But I had read, and let me see if I can get this straight now, that it was, I'm trying to remember his name, it was Kennedy, that went after Ronald Reagan, I believe it was. Am I correct on
Reagan,
that? Because I know you
Reagan
follow
was
that.
First running, Jimmy Carter went after him, and remember, there's reports and letters that Jimmy Carter wrote to the, I forget who was the Russian premier at the time.
Yeah, it was Russia again.
About the Soviet Union, warning him about the rise of Reagan. Ted Kennedy was in contact with Russia during
Reagan. Yeah, it was Ted Kennedy that was after Reagan, through Russia.
Yeah. And we have now the former Secretary of State, John Kerry, who has back channels to Iran about the oil and gas sanctions that President Trump announced yesterday. And Trump called him out on Twitter and said this is a violation of the Logan Act. But here you have John Kerry, who is, why is he more interested in Russia selling its oil and gas than he is in America preventing them? And if Iran is the leading sponsor of terror and ISIS killed 300 people and wounded 500 on Easter in Sri Lanka, that was funded by Iran. And the way to stop Iran from funding terror is to bankrupt them as a nation. And yet here we have a former Secretary of State who's trying to thwart that. Who is an ally of John Kerry? What is his desire to see Iran succeed? This is almost treasonous behavior.
It is treasonous behavior. Where's the swift boat, people?
We need them. You know, it was a miracle we didn't get John Kerry in 2004, and it was a miracle we didn't get Hillary in 2016. And we need our Lord and Savior. You know, he is risen, hallelujah, this 2020, because we need another miracle. We cannot allow these people to get power, because look at how they destroy the institutions of our nation.
You know, America's got to wise up, and I know that there's many of us out here that know better. Unfortunately, I'm concerned that they're still keeping quiet, and they need to start making their voices heard.
Yes.
I did a crazy thing, and I don't know if I told you about this. I did a crazy thing. I wrote an article. Well, not an article. I wrote a cease and desist letter. Then I tried to fashion it after the Declaration of Independence, and I sent it to Congress.
And I love that.
I've heard back from one representative. And I also sent it to the president as a copy, and let him know that we are behind him. Well, it's time to do it again, I think, because they're not going to stop. At that time, they were going after 82 people that were affiliated with President Donald Trump, and now they're going after him for years back. Well, I don't know how they can legally do that.
No. And this is a scary power that Congress has power to investigate what it has power to legislate. And it does not have powers to legislate Donald Trump's taxes. It can pass tax reform, of course, and it did. But to go after private individuals, this is not a power of Congress. And I'm glad the president is pushing back.
I am too.
Saying, no, you have no right. You have no right to my family's photo albums, right? My taxes are a private matter with the IRS.
You know, and I want the American people that are listening to understand, if they can do this to the president of the United States, they can do it to you.
And they will. And this is why, and this is the risk that people who run for public office, this is what they are trying to tell you. Don't stick your head above the fray. Don't try to get a leadership position unless you're AOC. Then we will just give you accolades and magazine covers and praise you. But if you are on the right, do not step out of line, because we will come after you and we will destroy you. Luckily, Donald Trump has several billion dollars to his name, and he can fight these legal battles.
But if you and I ever decided to run for Senate or Congress and they went after us this way, how would we defend ourselves? How would we survive?
Yeah, we can't do it. We can't. We're about out of time. I can't believe it. Our hour went so fast.
There's so much to talk about.
There is. And he will be back in 2 weeks. You're going to give us a jingle on Friday, aren't you? He'll be back.
Absolutely.
All right. Daniel, thank you. Thank you so much for your wisdom for bantering back and forth with me. I really appreciate it. You know, folks, we have to be aware of what's going on, and we have to make our voices heard. You can't sit there and be the victim and say, we're the forgotten American, if you haven't made some noise. Just like the little who's in Whoville, you've got to start making noise. These cease and desist letters, I'm going to go over it again today. I'm going to read over it. I think it's very applicable just yet. There's nothing in there that's too old to use. And we've got to start doing this to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.